Okay, and welcome to Going Native 65. We have another issue about our adventures at the committee meetings. As usual, can you guys introduce yourselves?
Yes, I'm Gor Nishanov. I'm a developer in Visual C++ team, and one of the things I work on are coroutines for C++, the most efficient, the most scalable, the most open coroutines of any programming language in existence.
I'm Gabriel Desfres on the C++ team.
He works on modules.
The slightly less demonstrative Gabriel Desfres on the C++ team. Yes. Okay, great. So this one was in Jacksonville, Florida. Tell us one great story about how awesome Florida is.
Oh, it was sunny, but we're locked in windowless rooms most of the time.
They tell me this every time because they know I don't go.
From 8:30 to 10:30 or 11 sometimes. So the only time we get out is to get food at lunchtime and dinner time.
Gore, what did you eat?
So there's something I wanted to eat, but I didn't. But some other people did. So barbecued crocodile or alligator ribs. And
I can't tell the difference.
Yes. And an alligator tail. So I heard good stories about them. Yeah. And they taste like chicken.
That's great. So I'm glad you guys had some nice culinary explorations. I'm sorry you missed out.
I missed out, but some did not.
So those people were off enjoying the crocodile and or alligator while you were working on coroutines. Can you tell us what happened with coroutines?
It was amazing meeting. I think at CPPCon 2017, I promised we'll be bringing goodies to the coroutines TS. So we get the parameter preview. We got symmetric control transfer, and the best thing, coroutine, which does nothing, which is called NOP coroutine.
It's manager
coroutine. Yes. And in addition to getting those goodies in the coroutine TS working paper, we also reaffirmed that we want coroutines in 20, and I got a strong feedback that people don't want naked coroutines. And by that I mean coroutines as just the language facility, because we want coroutines to be playable out of the box so that people can grab the compiler with C++ 20 and immediately have a task and generator and they're productive. So for the
next not just
meeting,
the raw ability to do coroutines, they want to be able to have a scenario built on top of
it. Exactly, because right now coroutines are wonderful. You can grab them and use them for anything, but you would need to do a little bit of work before you are productive. You need to have some bindings that will match coroutines with the concurrency runtime you have currently. And it's wonderful if you already have a concurrency runtime. But if you just want to play or just do something and you don't have an existing code base, we will give you.
So does that mean, like, basically you got guidance that they want to take something like generator T
So they want coroutines that can be immediately workable without having to do anything. And we will be bringing those library types forever.
The thing you want is that coroutines, when they come in, they are not viewed as expert only
Got it.
Feature.
It's a friendly face.
Yeah. No. It gets in. Most developers just type in core weights or yield or core yield, whatever it turns out to be, and they get their programs running right away before having to know all
the mechanics. Got it. Great. Do you want to, like, if people want to know more about the three new things, your goodies, so to speak, do you want to give a really quick introduction to what NOOP coroutines? Well, I guess that one's fairly straightforward. What's that for?
Well, parameter preview. Let's go.
Pick your favorite, I guess. Yeah, sure.
It's the one that people were asking for the very long time.
In 10 seconds.
Well, you have a coroutine which takes a cancellation token that somehow indicates that you want the coroutine to stop doing whatever it is doing. So with parameter preview, it's very easy now to write coroutines that will make sure that automatically coroutine at every await suspend point will check the cancellation token, and if cancellation is requested, it will stop the coroutine from working.
Clock.
Here you go, in 10 seconds.
Got it.
The other one?
Oh, the other one. Well, that is more technical, but it is amazingly awesome because it allows us to get
I will get
to it. It's symmetric coroutine transfer. So traditionally, coroutines are broken into two buckets, those which can do direct coroutine to coroutine transfer, and those are usually stackful coroutines, and we talked about those earlier. And the stackless coroutines are asymmetric, where there is a distinct suspend and resume phases. So symmetric control transfer allows us to jump from one coroutine to another without consuming any stack. And this is very important for a zero overhead task type we want to add as a standard to the library.
I see.
And that was the critical language feature which enabled us to have zero overhead future like thingy.
Okay. Great. All right. Anything else you want to say?
And a third?
Well, and no op as well, sometimes you want to do, well, it is, but sometimes you do want direct control transfer and sometimes you don't. So for simplicity, if you don't want a symmetric control transfer, you just return, go to no op coroutine, and that's how it's handled. But it's they're related.
Okay, cool. Okay. Anything else for that, or should we move on to modules?
Let's move to modules.
Let's move to modules.
Oh, yeah, modules. Going into Jacksonville, Google presented a vision of what it would like to have module on paper this time, you know, current paper. And they got some feedback, and based on that feedback, they reiterated. So by the time we went into Jacksonville, things changed a little bit. The presentation we got was something that was slightly different from what was in the paper, but it was quite interesting. So there were good parts, there were some parts that elicited some concerns. And one thing that came out of that was a talk with Richard Smith.
Of Google.
And Google. So we have some plans to get a good chunk of modules into C++ 20 because people were very concerned. And then we will be working on the rest in the TS. You know, every time as we publish the TS, we still maintain a working document that we update based on resolution of issues. That can. So this will be one of those issues that we will update. So the plan is that for Rapperswil,
which is in
June.
Early June, you know, about 3 months from now, technically, or 2 months from now. Why are you the counsel? So the idea is that we'll have module declaration, and then you write your code the way. There will be no exportation of macros from modules. You know, the internet and previously committee used to have a lot of dramas about exploitation of macros, and you know my position about that. It's like we shouldn't
which
be having. Any of those. And Richard Smith agreed you know, long term we shouldn't have that, so we shouldn't put it there. But in the TS, we could have an idea of macros leaking out of some headers. That's probably fine.
I think I saw people calling it kind of a bridge proposal. Is that?
It is still in flux, so you know.
I mean, as a bridge for people.
Some kind of transitional
header world.
That's right. And it doesn't require having exploitation of macros out of module. It's just that you, another way of putting it is like this: you're having a formalization of PCH. So when you get a Getty header, you have a syntax that say bring in that header in some form. What it goes is that you have already precompiled that thing, and whatever is there plus the macro, so it is really formalization of PCHs, and we will be putting that in the TS at the same time that we're trying. So we will try. It is not everything is subject.
This is the shared understanding.
That's
after
right. That's right. And everything is always subject to EWG, the Evolution Working Group, and the WG21 on plenary. So things go funny when they travel from one place to so, but the goal, the shared city goal is to update simultaneously the IS draft and the TS draft to get those facilities in.
And so if all goes according to plan, I think that means that we get the no export macros and modules in 2020.
That's right.
And then ongoing work towards what do we do about that problem as a sort of separate process.
That's right. Okay. And I think that's a good path forward. Most of the things we've done in C++ and I've been part of many of these is sometimes ideas are too big for people to be comfortable with. So we go step by step. Like if we take constexpr, for example, the idea was just run the compiler and take whatever comes out, subject to some conditions. People were, I can't do that. So the compromise was define some semantics that people are comfortable with, which is substitution. And that's what we did. And people were like, but we want the whole thing. And then we went back to, So sometimes you have to take several steps to get big changes into C++. And we are trying that now.
Great.
And probably find more stuff in the way.
Okay, do we, is that good for modules? You want to move on? Okay.
Oh, yeah. One more thing. So we have the modules, the language feature, and then we have how do we consume the standard library through
the partitioning of the standard library?
That's right. And so that had a review from the library evolution working group, what we call LUG. And it was very, very productive discussion, 2.5 hours. And you know, the general directions was reaffirmed. LUG took several polls and said, yeah, that's the direction we want to go. And it's pretty good. And so for Rapids, we will have updates to this proposal, and then we'll be moving. So I remain cautiously confident that we will get something for 20.
All right, so concepts.
Oh, concepts.
Quick concepts update.
So a few meetings ago, I think it was in Toronto, we had a vote to merge the TS into the IS, the technical space into the working draft. And that didn't have support from the committee. What we did as next word was to cut somehow the TS and put that into the IS. That's what we did. And unfortunately, we cut too large, you know. And there have been a lot of work to try to bring that back. Evolution actually took a vote to say,
this is the terse syntax?
Yeah, so there is these things around the natural syntax. That's natural syntax is actually the right word, but it used to be called terse syntax, but wasn't, you know, people tried to optimize terseness, wasn't the goal. And so there were several proposals to try to bring the natural syntax back by trying to address concern, I think it was 4 or 5 papers or 6. And we took polls on those. Some were discouraged because didn't address the real problems. And there was one particular proposal by Herb, which tried to add braces at places. And there was a vote, and the general direction is to try to put some markers somewhere, but there are still concerns. And the high level takeaway is that the committee is working very hard to bring some form of natural
syntax. But there isn't like a front runner in the syntax race?
I wouldn't call it front runner because there were still two proposals.
Okay, so they're like, you went through a bunch of them and there are two that are sort of going to continue
and
develop in parallel?
And Herb will be working with people who have concerns with his proposal and see what we can do in rapid scale. So if EWG follows through, then we will get the natural syntax. At this point, I can't really tell you.
Okay, so that will be suspense for you folks.
Yeah.
All right, so we got just a few more minutes. Let's talk about libraries. What libraries? What new exciting libraries?
There are a lot of awesome, exciting things that went in, but my personal favorites, and again, everybody might have their own, are Span and Calendar and Time
Zone.
Span. Because it's one of those things people are stealing from others to use, and and now we will have them in the standard library. Like you'll go find a GSL span, or you implement ourselves, and for calendars, you steal stuff off the GitHub. Again, not steal, but property license, whatever is the right terminology. But yes, but now we'll have them in the standard. And one thing I want to add about modules, I'm sorry, I'm jumping in, but it is amazing. You know, Microsoft and Google put their best people together to combine it with this merge thingy. Richard Smith is the editor of C++ standard, the main maintainer of frontend, I think. But in any case, so those are the people that will be merging it together and bringing a combined effort.
Love.
And it is wonderful, 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 wonderful.
Okay, so we wanted to just really quickly mention there's new TS for Reflection, which I think we're pretty excited about. U-Span, we're having lots of luck with it here at Microsoft. Lots of people pounding down our doors, make it even better. Yeah.
Span grew out of the C++ core guidelines. And C++ core guideline is what we believe is a good way of writing maintainable simple C++. And you know, those ideas are not going back to the standard.
All right, so next up, I guess we've already spoiled it, Rapperswell. As usual, you can go to ISOCPP's website to find out how to participate yourself. And you know, by all means, check out the post mailings and check out these papers if you want to learn more.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about something very quickly, which is a new study group that was created right after Albuquerque was the tooling study group. And so the committee met for the first time last Friday. And about
70 people.
Yeah, for the first meeting for study group was quite good. And the discussion was very, very productive. And there was a huge list I can't put on you know, here, but we'll find a way to.
Package management.
People came with pain and they expressed their pain.
Handling builds, IDEs, and the idea was, we introduced some breaking changes, and we actually did that last meeting. And how do we help people migrate? What are the tools? How can we identify that and help people migrate? And I think tooling is one of the fundamental things that we can do to bring C++ in the 21st century. We cannot fix everything in the language without to have tools that support migration. And sometimes fix the problem with tooling as opposed to half-baked ideas in the language.
Okay, great. All right, so if you're interested in tooling, definitely try to make your way to Rapperswil, Switzerland, and in June. All right, thank you very much.
See you there.
Thank you, see you.